SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up and welcome in, friends, to another edition of In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid. It's a weekend edition. It's 3 hours. Bogman, Welsh, Bubba coming up in hour three. And welcome in as we have got footy. We've got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Apparently doesn't want to be on his team anymore and wants to get traded. And that literally doesn't even pinpoint and lock down who that is, what I just told you. Spring training. Officially starting. Bogman and I are going to be at a game in just a couple days, and the NBA has got a second half schedule, but nothing we will talk about today is more important or impactful to the world or making a bigger mark than NBA Top Shot. NBA Top Shot is the biggest thing going in the world. This is how big it is. I swear to you, we didn't even talk about this. Bogman and I have both signed up for NBA Top Shot. We did it last night.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to each other, we've signed up and potential. I want to talk about it on the other side of the break. This could happen. We're recording this the day before, Boggs. But there potentially is a pack drop happening during this show.
Ooh.
And I think both of us should try to get in line and see if we can get a pack. Now, we'll talk about how crazy and maybe expensive it is, but let's talk about those non-fungible transactions. Let's talk about those NFTs. Let's talk about NBA Top Shot, hoping they were going to do it with the MLB. I'm just shocked to have heard before the show that you signed up for Top Shot. We only have like 30 seconds here, but what went in your brain to sign up for it?
I'm not against making money. I may not care about the product at all whatsoever, but I'm down to flip some virtual whatever the hell they are and make myself some real actual American dollars. So I'm all about that.
There's nothing more American or 2020 plus than going and buying something you don't understand whatsoever. Non-fungible. Is that what it is? Non-fungible token? I don't know what it's called. The NFTs. We'll talk a little bit more about it. We did it on the basketball podcast. Top Shot's taken over. It's got to come over. And my God, if it comes over to MLB, let's go. But we'll see. We'll talk about Top Shot. Talk about the NBA schedule. We'll see if we can get a pack. We got a whole bunch more. Don't go anywhere. It's ITL and Sports Grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, In This League.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Patreon.com/ITL Army. Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. What is Patreon? That's our thing. That's how you like get access to us and hang out with us and get all the extra cool stuff that we've got going on, like comedy secret shows, like GroupMe rooms, all the ranks that we put up. And we even had this thing where we said if by March 15th we hit our 600th patron, which, by the way, at the beginning of the month, which is always a little bit dicey, but at this moment, we're like 11 away from hitting that. We are going to do a draft roast. That's right. We are going to let people submit their drafts, maybe even pick a person if they want. And we are going to do a full live stream roast of just tons of people's drafts. And we will make that available for our Patreon among the 1,200 other awesome things that we do. And we would like you guys to come check us out. Patreon.com/ITL Army. So, we talked about this on the basketball show. There is, with everything going on, you've got like all these NFL rumors, You've got college baseball starting up, college basketball winding, you know, down into tournament style. You've got baseball just about to happen. There's literally nothing more exciting on the intro webs, Bogman, than freaking NBA Top Shot. And we're coming in late. We're coming in late to the game.
But we're coming in hot.
But we're coming in hot. We talked about it on the last one because essentially, I will admit this, you know nothing about it. You're just like, oh, sign up, money. This is your game plan. Sign up.
You want me buy, to explain what I know?
Make money, and then to the moon. That's your fourth.
This is what I know, and this is it. Let's see. The NBA is putting out, I'm going to call them virtual trading cards. I don't know if that is an accurate description or not at all, whatever
video.
They are.
They're like moments. They're actual videos.
Okay, whatever. Okay. I'm just explaining how it works in my brain.
Yeah, you know what? Okay? Yes, go.
So in my brain, it's basically virtual cards. Sure, you can hit play on them and they have moments or whatever. And you buy them and then you're the sole owner of them and then you can then sell them. If I don't know if that's right at all, but that's what I'm getting from it. I don't care about what the product is at all, even a little bit whatsoever. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. All I know is that I can flip it and make money. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Yes. Okay. You got some of it right. It is not the sole. Like it's treated just like real, like the card industry where there's a base and then there are like numbered and stuff. A moment, there's like 15,000 people that might have it. So you don't own a single moment.
Okay. 15, I got it.
But it is numbered. It is a certain of certain. And you can sell them because there's a marketplace. You have the opportunity to also get rarer ones, just like the card industry. And there's a marketplace to sell them. There are people that collect. Most people are just trying to flip and make money. If you get a low number, you know, like one of 10,000, that's going to be worth more. It's a hot commodity that people are into. And people, not only are people buying packs like on the video games where, you know, like MLB The Show, you buy a pack and you get like a diamond, whatever, of a guy, but people are also on a marketplace buying them and then waiting for the market to go up and sell them. I want to say it was
NBA stonks.
Stonks. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, it's NBA stonks. They just go up. I want to say it was like Davis Maddock or someone like that had purchased like a LeBron. They tweeted about this, a LeBron moment at $2,000 and he sold it for $30,000 and was like, this is so sad. And I was like, there's literally nothing sad about this. It's the greatest thing ever. Now, this is exactly how people lose their ass. This is how people, your mentality of like, I don't know what this is. It's a video. It's a card. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to sell it to the moon. That's where it's going to get dicey.
Luckily, I don't have any money, so it's not like I can lose any money. You know what I mean? So here's
what's happening. We'll see. I'm just going to laugh to see what line we are. So how this works, and it's done off of like a blockchain. And what I still don't get is the product is so unenticing. Like, I see people get all jacked up about this and everybody's like, this is so cool. This is this and blah, 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 blah. That's cool. But what I don't understand is why anybody who actually likes it, who wants these things, like, right. Hey, cool. I got this moment or whatever. I don't understand actually liking the product, but you know, there is a market for it. So it's you buy these packs and you open up and you get a moment or multiple. Now, the thing that's happening today, Bogman, I don't know if you know about this. They're doing a drop, it's called, and only like 6,000 or 5,000 people. I probably Barwich is in here. I don't understand the cash out.
Can you log in, by the way? Because I just went to go log in and it says they're having a login issue that they've been working on since about 7:30 in the morning.
I'll have to check on my phonesy there. But here's the other thing, though. So they have these common packs, which like $9 you can buy and you get a moment and your hope is like, oh, please get some cool name.
This magic moment.
But the one dropping today is called a premium pack and it's like six moments and it's like $100.
Yeah.
Like a Hunsky. But there apparently is like a type of moment that they're going for like $1,000. So we are.
But the cost on them, like the cost on them. It isn't outrageous, right? To buy the first pack, you know, if you're in line and you get the opportunity, isn't it like, I don't know, $20, $30? It's not like an exorbitant amount.
Most packs are like $9 or $15 and you get a card. The one that's dropping today is, we're doing this, it's a premium pack where you get 6 moments for $100. But
$100. Okay.
If you get there's these other ones, you know, it's essentially like getting like colored cards, you know, like a green to whatever. If you get one of those, those go for like $1,000+. And you can sell them. And if it's a great player, it goes for even more. But have you heard the expression or the idea? Because I was about to say the expression and then I realized
you don't know it and we'll butcher it. Right.
But you know, like at a card table, if you don't know who the donkey is, it might be you.
Right.
That's us in this. Like, imagine
knowing, I think that's most people buying this, though.
But imagine knowing this stuff and hearing us right now. Like, you're just like cha-ching in your head because it's like, oh, people are going to make money. And it's like, we don't even know what the product is. We're like, hey, give me a moment and then let me get rid of it. That's what I want to do. Can I get rid of it?
But I think the nice thing about these cards, even in the packs that are $100, is, you know, you're not going to lose your ass doing this. You know, first of all, you're not allowed to buy that many anyway, right? Aren't you? Isn't it like one pack per person? That's what is allowed.
Oh, it drops. See, here's the funny thing. Here's what's going to happen. Is there's about like 5,000 or 6,000 packs on a drop that are given, and they're up to around 90,000 people waiting in line for it. So if you're anything outside of 6, you're probably not getting it. If you're anything outside of 8, you're not getting it whatsoever. So you get in line and it'll immediately tell you. That's going to be the hilarious part, is us jumping in line and see if we actually are there and we can do it. So
yeah, see, this even says, it sounds like they're having issues here, because I did get logged in and I'm on, I clicked on premium packs. It says premium pack series 2 drop 1, and it says pack not available. And then,
oh yeah, because it's not available yet.
Another thing says transactions are disabled for maintenance.
It said that the whole time. It said that from yesterday to today. None of that's new.
That's not great. You know that you have to. First of all, they've been having login issues. I don't know.
I see it right here. But Bogman, I just want to point out, I see it right here. It says, you know, my session is, they have a whole thing that's difficult to get in. But here's the point. This is why. It's because dummies like you and me just got an account and signed up. They were 90,000 people in line the other day. You're going to be probably upwards of near 150,000 people trying to get in on these type of packs now. It's the next wave. And guess what? Guess what, fella? We don't even know what we're doing. This is like, we're like, hey, GameStop. AMC.
Hey, GameStop.
The
hey.
Same people are jumping in on a product that everyone thinks they understand. Nobody wants. Guess what? I can literally go click on a moment and watch the moment and not buy it. But it's about ownership. And they're getting in all of us money and ownership. It's fantastic. Wait till baseball comes out. We'll be done. We got to go to break. We come back more. Hit the NBA. Little top shot. We'll see if we get in. Don't go anywhere. It's in the sleep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! Welcome back, friends. It's ITL on Sports Grid. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. If you guys missed any of this show, you can always check it out on the podcast, plus all of our other shows. ITL Baseball next week.
Hell week.
It's Hell Week. Somehow we are going to have to figure out how to have an episode every single day. It is going to be madness. That's right. It's all of our rank episodes, 5 episodes in 1 week. It is the time to come and check us out. And it's also the first of the month. So it's a great time to jump on Patreon. And if you don't want to miss anything, make sure you are subscribed, plus the basketball, football, baseball, all the other podcasts. Make sure you're locked in. You totally want to hear us talk about NBA Top Shot to people that know nothing about it whatsoever. It's totally a DFS community that has taken this over and taken this ride. But here are Bogman and I just sitting over here with our dingles, just being like, hey, we'll buy some NFTs. I love NFTs. I love the AFC and the NFTs and OPP.
The NFC and JPP. Right. Yeah. Yeah. All of them.
That'd be a great moment. The moment that the finger explodes. Baseball would be great. God. I would really, really like to see. I don't understand if it's already translated over, but I would imagine these same guys that are working on this, like Ethereum, this NFT, are going to translate it to baseball. Baseball hates to do good things. They hate marketing. Yeah. They hate letting players have personalities. People say the NFL is a no fun league. Go to baseball. Baseball's even next level. Baseball doesn't want people sharing their own product to make it better. So I'm not sure that they would be excited about doing this simply because it's kind of fun and they could make a bunch of money, but you never know. And then I also realized we might be able to update this at the end of hour two, but when it's available to happen, you know, the thing with the block and the NFTs. And
sure.
The
I mean, you're breaking down on trying to explain this and you're trying to get me to jump in. What am I going to do?
When the packs are available, we won't be on air. It's a hard to explain, but the last segment of hour two, we can probably give an update about how Bogman and I were 74,000th and 78,000th in line. And it never happened. And it was probably the best thing that ever happened. NBA did drop something that I wasn't expecting, even though, I mean, I still hate to this day, hate that they decided like, we're going to cut the season short for the Olympics, which is still astronomically.
I don't know that was the official decision by anyone either. I just assumed that, you know, the Olympics are there. They're going to want to get these players in the Olympics. So,
well, they cut the season short. That was short. The
assumption.
And they held back like a second half schedule. They held everything back from us.
It's kind of smart with all the cancellations they've had. You know,
I suppose it is because it gives them time to like regroup, you know, and figure out like, do they need to change something else? Well, they did make a change that I wasn't expecting for this season. They're bringing a play-in tournament. They're doing a tournament in the second half of the year. It's going to be May 18th to the 21st, 24th. Mm-hmm. And it looks like teams with 7th and 8th highest winning percentage in each conference will each have two opportunities to win one game to earn a playoff spot. Hold on. They will have two opportunities to win one game.
So here's what it is. It's the 7 and 8 seeds. You play a game and you win, you're in. You win one game, you're in the playoffs. That is the bonus of being the 7th or 8th seed. If you are the 8th or ninth seed, what you would have to do is you would have to beat, I think 7 is going to play, the ninth or 10th seed, 7 is going to play 10, 8 is going to play 9. So if 9 and 10 both win, then they would have to play the other team, the 7th seed and the 8th seed. And if they win that game also, then if 10 beats 7 and then they beat 8, they get a spot and one of those teams is out.
So I get it. So whoever 7 and 8, whoever gets the win, they're in the playoffs. Then 7 or 8 will play 9 or 10. And then whoever wins gets the playoff spot. So technically 8 and 10 could get into the playoffs, but 9 and 10 cannot.
Yes. If 7 and 8. If 7 and 8 win their first game, then they're in. But if they lose that first game, then and the other team, the lower seed, let's say the 10 seed wins, right? The 10 seed beats 7. And then then 10 would have to play 8. And if they lose that game, they're out. But if they beat 7 and 8, then they get one spot. So
what's
round robin?
What's easier to understand, this tournament or NBA Top Shot blockchain technology?
This tournament. I mean, at least I know what's happening. All you have to do is a little bit of math to figure it out. With NBA Top Shot, you have to sign in for a Dapper Dan account, and then all of this other stuff. You have to wait in line with 15,000 other rubes and boobs trying to get a virtual moment. That's not even an actual moment. All it is it's a video, but it has a green border, so it must be important. So this is, you know,
smart.
I make fun. Look, it's genius. I love these ideas. These anything that's going to make money, I'm all for. You know, let's do it. Let's have new stuff that makes money. I'm absolutely for it. In fact, I think they should do like game day ones as well. Wouldn't that be pretty awesome if you're watching the game and you see a huge moment happen, like some poster dunk, a buzzer beater, you know, the last assist in LaMelo Ball's first triple double or whatever. What if you were watching that game and then you could be first in line to buy the moment for it, whatever it is, you know, the whether we're calling them cards or moments or
I mean, you just explained Top Shot.
I understand. But what I'm saying is, sure, you can wait in line and buy the packs. But what if you're watching the game? Shouldn't you be able to do something a little bit more? Or let's say that there's only one game day moment that you can buy. So you have to physically be watching the game and then also be first in line. This would be really hard in the playoffs.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So it's like you have to be watching live, and let's say there's only so many and you have to like QR code it. I mean,
yeah, dude, they give out the code on the during the game.
Exactly. That's all where it's going to go. All this is leading to, and this is what's blowing up in the chat, and we jokingly brought up, but we legit maybe need to, is we need ITL moments and we need to sell them. We need to make them and sell them. We'll go back, we'll clip videos, and it'll be ones of ones. And we'll literally, I'll put in the corner. I'll put like, we'll go another thing for it. I'll put like right there, right in that little corner, one of one. And it'll be a one of one moment. And people can buy and trade ITL moments. And it won't be on a blockchain either because we don't understand the technology.
Or know it at all. Yeah, it's just you get one clip. Here it is. Done,
yeah, you get period. The gift. You own
end
that.
End of story.
It's your ownership now. We'll do, I think it's something we could do. We could do ITL moments.
I mean, when are they going to start doing this with porn? You know what I mean? Like that was my idea the other day. Like you think OnlyFans is selling now. Imagine if you just had one video. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, but I mean, you keep going back to this. It's one. It's not one. It's just number.
I understand that it's not one. What I'm saying is if you have one of ones, because that's the baseball cards that are worth the most. So that's what
I mean.
I'm
that's all that's
of.
That is OnlyFans, by the way. That's been custom video. That's called custom
videos. Right. Right. You can already get those. That's one of one. You just pay $50 extra to not have it go up on their site, too. No, I understand.
I think what you're doing right now is why the technology, even though at the end of the day, if you take out the money for a minute and you take out the technology and blockchain and all those buzzy hip words, we all know it's the dumbest thing on the planet. We are the dumbest, stupidest, mouth-breathing idiots that we're buying television moments that you can literally watch at any time. It's not your own ownership. We're that stupid, but take all, you know, amazing smart things are usually done in some type of stupidity. Take that away now and look at the type of technology money can be made, the type of gambling that we get excited about, collectorship and ownership, and FOMO.
Hey, look, you got to follow the trends. Remember, everyone was like, well, who's going to go on and buy a book from a website? Who's going to do that?
Yeah.
And it turned into Amazon. You know what I mean? So,
but that's what I'm saying is like what you're getting at. It's going to evolve. It's going to evolve live moments and all sports and, you know, probably some hubs and stuff like that. Like it's going to this is the precipice of that. And I think that's why people get excited about and understanding it. And that's why 100,000 people are going to be in line to buy a pack and gamble. And no one really truly knows, you know, what any of this is. But there's some great videos online if you want to go and take a look. But getting back to it, I wouldn't be surprised as the NBA, this is all beta and they're still figuring it all out. As the NBA is evolving, you know, it's no shocker that they're a part of this, that they are being a part of this technology. They're also evolving their game as we go. And that's something, I mean, when did you ever think you would see in what is definitely considered a regular NBA season, this isn't last year, that they literally didn't let you see the second half and they pushed the season to start late. They didn't let you see the second half. They've thrown in a tournament. They're throwing in a tournament, which everybody loves, and they've made up their losses. This is clever. They've made up their losses of the games that are going to be missed by throwing in the excitement of teams that don't have a viable way to get into the playoffs to make more teams viable, which is more revenue dollars, more television dollars that are bigger and better, is pretty smart. And the NBA yeah. is smart. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if I care. Because I'm somebody like you, we wanted the NBA season to start late December, January. Don't have yeah. it interact with football. Could you be down? We only have 30 seconds. Could you be down if basketball, this became basketball from now on? It started in December. It was close to 80 games and there was a tournament to end the year.
The tournament happened last year in the bubble too. That's staying. That's done. It's official. But there's been other stuff that they've considered adding a tournament in midseason too. Yeah, I'm all for it. I think that they've needed a change. They need to start a little bit later so they're competing against nothing instead of competing against football. It's a smart way to go.
Yeah. We got to go to break. When we come back, I'll probably finish this up. We are going to talk about football and we've got to talk about a certain quarterback that apparently wants out. It's not Deshaun Watson or the other 12. Don't go anywhere. In this league, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
ITL on Sports Grid. We are back. I am Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. That is Bogman. You can find him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. No more awesome breakdowns of blockchain technology for us, Bogman. Let's talk about some good old gridiron stuff as we turn the page to football. Football has not allowed itself to quietly sit back for 3 or 4 months, as it usually does. Baseball is here. We're going to talk about that in hour two. We're going to be at a game, which is probably a whole nother can of worms. We're going to be at a game coming up on Tuesday, which is kind of a big deal. You've got spring training actually starting up. All the action is going on. But football has had an amazing ability to keep itself relevant when all other sports don't. And it's driven by the superstars. Deshaun Watson has been the biggest over the offseason. He wants out of Houston. Apparently, there's still a report that the Texans are still avoiding Watson trade talks, which is wild. I mean, hopefully it's just...
I think that's the right way to go, but we can get into that in a second.
Well, yeah, I'll get into that in a second. The second was another Houston play where they agreed to part ways with J.J. Watt, and J.J. Watt's landing spots are all over the board. And you were just telling me, apparently, he's been offered a $15 to $16 million contract per year already. Did you see the John Clayton report?
Yeah, that came out. That was screwy.
Well, he said it was screwy. He said it got taken out of context.
Right.
There were only three teams left, and it was, who the hell was it? Green Bay, Tennessee, and...
Not Cleveland. It wasn't Cleveland.
No.
It was...
whoever it was.
Vegas. The Bills. The Bills.
Thank you. The Bills.
Titans, Bills, Packers. But he came back and then tweeted, hey, people are taking my words out of context here. All the teams are still in it. It basically, though, the Steelers are out. Like, the Steelers can't afford them. You know what I mean? So... especially if he's going to be getting $15 to $16 million a year. Now that was per his agent. So take that with a grain of salt, of course.
Yeah.
But Cleveland and Vegas are still involved, but it doesn't look like they're going to be able to offer the money and are not pursuing him actively like these other squads are.
But that's another thing that's driven the market. That's a big name. This one is, I felt it was, I mean, I still think it's nonsense, but it's felt like this was this quiet backseat thing that all of a sudden this past week has become way bigger than I ever expected. And it was over at The Athletic, multiple writers were reporting that Russell Wilson's camp has, as the word they use the word, broached trade destinations with Seattle to the Dolphins, Jets, Saints, and Raiders. The report that I'm reading, Roto World, the NBC Sports Edge report, that the report also notes that some people around the league believe a trade will happen. And this comes from just a disconnection that's, I guess, started to build and grow between Russell Wilson and Seattle. And you asked me a month ago, this was the biggest shrug off of shrug offs of my life. I still think this is nonsense and there is no way he gets traded. But if he gets to, if we get to public, you have to trade me, then I guess it's a whole nother ball game. Talk to me about this, Boggs, because I just don't, I think this is absolute nonsense and it's going to go away and there's no way it happens. But boy, is it getting louder and louder.
Yeah. And the thing here is that there's a couple parts going to this. Number one is the fact that, you know, Russell Wilson is just the maybe one of the classiest players to ever play in the NFL, right? So he doesn't want to disrespect the fans. I don't think he wants to disrespect ownership and all that stuff in his quest for a trade, if this is real and these rumors are correct and all that stuff. So Brandon Marshall probably was right about what he said, and we kind of poo-pooed that. And it sounds more and more like a viable thing that what Brandon Marshall is saying is correct. But the report also came down today that the first that I saw came down today that it was the Thursday night football game before they played the Arizona Cardinals, and they lost that game in overtime. The Cardinals won that one, I'm pretty sure, if I'm remembering it correctly. But he went into a coach's meeting to try to, I guess, share some of his ideas on how to improve the offense. And they basically shooed him out of the room. They said, yeah, we don't. We're not going to listen to any of this. Get out of here. We're making the game plan. And look, I'll say that if he went in the night before the game started, then they probably should have. You know what I mean? Like, that's a really stupid time to go in and say, hey, we need to do these eight things. So let's do this. My imagination would say if you went in the night before the game kicked off, then why didn't you do this 5 or 6 days beforehand? You know what I mean? So all the rest of your teammates could get on board with this too, if this is something you're going to do. So that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is that what people are saying is that Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson got into some argument, Russ stormed off, and after that, it hasn't been the same. Now, that would make sense if you saw the Seahawks play from last year. Remember, it was all let Russ cook. Russell Wilson throwing the ball a million times every single game. And then the back half of the season, kind of after that Cardinals game, they went to running the ball more, not throwing it as much, and their success went way downhill. Their defense played way better than their offense did in the second half, and their defense was terrible in the first half. So it seems like maybe that is what led to this. But yeah, man, I'm you don't let trade me, Russell me, Wilson. You, let do, me, you just
let
don't.
Let me. Well, actually, okay, let me ask you this first. Do you believe Russell Wilson is traded?
No.
I don't either. And piggybacking on this, again, time is your
I'd rather fire Pete Carroll.
I agree with that. Everyone will kind of know this more, but this is newer information as we're recording this. Yahoo a couple hours ago had said Russell Wilson, Seahawks, deeply divided. Is a trade coming? Then they quote tweeted that 2 hours later saying Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade per Adam Schefter. He told, this is Schefter's report, he told the Seahawks he wants to be in Seattle. If a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and Bears. And you best believe you, the Saints, Raiders, and Bears are probably fans are chomping at the bit. But that's what they're saying. He wants to be in Seattle. Those little riffs, those are easy fixable ones. He's a Seattle Seahawk for life, unless I think the only thing that makes it tough is if they really start to destroy things as far as roster construction. There's a rumor out there that they might let go or in a trade of Tyler Lockett. He's been rumored in some spots. I think Miami and a few others. If you have really bad connections on the coach and the quarterback, and then you start trading like long-term, you know, viable things for money reasons, that's probably not going to play well. But even Schefter's reporting, he wants to be in Seattle. So this is how I felt about it. It's always been overblown, because this is the offseason of the quarterback. So many quarterbacks are changing hands. Guys are requesting trades. The Watson thing we're still waiting on. The Watson one could be a quarterback for quarterback if you were to go to Miami, with Tua and Watson. I think people are creating a little bit more storyline that really has to be there. Not to say that this isn't like a real issue that exists.
Right, right. There definitely could be an issue, but you know, when I'm deciding between my, 32-year-old franchise quarterback and, you know, Russell Wilson's taking more hits than anybody else. I think I was talking on a stream the other day and our guy CK said that, I think PFF did a study on the sacks that he's taken. And it's something like 72% of them are on Russell Wilson, not on the offensive line, that he's holding the ball too long. He won't get rid of it. He has outlet options. He's not throwing to, waiting for other guys to come open, and he takes the sack. So I think most others are probably closer to 50-50 if you're dividing it up. You know, a lot are on the quarterback, a lot are on the offensive line. We know it's all not always on the O-line, but the O-line for Seattle has been rough in pass protection for a while. So I think there's definitely the offensive line doesn't get out scot-free or anything from this. But you have the oldest coach in the NFL. Pete Carroll is...
That still blows my mind. I still can't comprehend that.
Well, there's other coaches that are in such terrible shape.
In such good shape. If you told me this like 4 months ago or something like that, if you would have asked me again right now, and had I not just seen, because everyone's like, oldest coach, blah, 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 I would still say he's middle of the pack. He's obviously right. Not like McVay and stuff like that, but I would say he's middle of the pack, not even close compared to some of the old geezers that are still walking around.
Is 69 years old, so he's nice. Getting way up there in age. So if it's a fight between my head coach, who, I mean, let's face it, what's he going to be around, 2 years, 3 more years, or keeping my franchise quarterback that has led me to Super Bowls? I'm sorry, I'm going with the quarterback. And we just saw how that worked out between New England and Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady leaves, goes and wins his 7th ring. The Patriots are one of the worst teams in the NFL without him. So, you know, it's I don't think that all of that is, it's not the same scenario in Seattle. I think they'd still be a good team if Russell Wilson wasn't on that team, but they wouldn't be pushing for a Super Bowl appearance if they trade Russell Wilson to the Raiders and get Derek Carr back. That's just not how it works.
The division two makes it really tough because it's a competitive, I think it's ultra competitive, and Seattle's like the market they put themselves in as far as like, you know, pantheon of teams. I just don't think they can afford to play rebuild again. And it's weird because what I'm getting out of the division is they're all good, but no one is leaps above the others. This wasn't like 10 years ago. You know, you got the Patriots and the Jets are just like, you know, oh, should we still compete? No, you're not going to compete. You rebuild. Like, everybody is in it. And if Seattle moves off from Russell Wilson, I mean, you separated yourself from the pack to be the worst in the division.
Yeah, I think you go down to the bottom because.
And I don't think they're willing to do it with Pete Carroll at his age or anything like that. So I don't think anything can be separated between the two.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. So I think they need to figure this out. And if it wasn't Pete Carroll and it was an OC or a QB coach or whoever it was that got into this riff with Russell Wilson, you know, they need to hash this out because, I mean, look, they had their opportunity to get rid of him a couple years ago and not back up a Brinks truck full of money to pay him. But they decided to back the truck up. So
did you also
you invested in this horse? You got to see how it pans out for you.
I think it was Schefter that was reporting to an old tweet from like 3 years ago, about 2 or 3 years ago, how he was reporting that there was interest Seattle had in Mahomes as a backup quarterback, and there was some deflection and stuff like that. But like, imagine if that were to be in play. And here will be the big one. And I don't know how this will play out. Like, I think it's insider stuff getting leaked. I believe Russell wants to be in Seattle. This is the team. This is his brand. That's their home. They're still a competitor. I believe those things.
Everything he says with "Go Hawks."
Yeah, you know what I mean? I believe like there's a rift. I believe there's a rift, but I believe it was blown much bigger than it really is. And they can get these things worked out. Hey, you know, we're professionals. We can do this. Boom. We're not trading you, so don't even think about it. But then, what if Seattle goes and takes a quarterback in the first round? They pull a la Jordan Love. I think what that tells you, Russ is 100% a Seattle Seahawk. I know this could sound counter, 100% a Seahawk in 2021, and then he gone after the season. They see what they can do this year as Pete Carroll goes out. I mean, I don't know if Pete Carroll would allow that to happen because he's coming on the back
end. They don't have a first round pick though. So
okay, well, they draft a quarterback.
The first
pick they have of importance, they go and take a big time quarterback when this team obviously has needs. That little tiny thing we're hearing get louder and louder and louder, and then it's really going to be a problem. Is it a problem now? No, I think a lot of people are bored. People are trying to report any little possible thing they can, and it's very hot in the streets right now with quarterbacks and change around the NFL. It's a fascinating subject, but he'll be a Seahawk. We got to go to break. More Bogman, more Welsh right here, ITL on Sports Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
ITL on Sports Grid. Bogman Welsh. End of hour one coming up here. Hey, you want to talk about another quarterback situation? When I say it's the year of the quarterback, I'm not lying on all fronts. The guys that are going to be coming in, the trades, the movement, we've already had. We have plenty of them. How about the Roethlisberger stuff? That thing peaked up, then it kind of went away, and it is back. That team, your team, Bogman, the Steelers, do not sound committed. How about this? How about the Steelers send a first-round pick and Roethlisberger over to Seattle so they can compete for a year, and they bring Russell Wilson in?
I mean, I would be more than fine with that, but and that would be kind of equal. Both teams would be eating $40 million. So, yeah.
And then Seattle can get a first rounder. They can draft a quarterback. Steelers get a quarterback that helps them now, probably for 4 or 5 years. Russell would be beloved in Pittsburgh.
I'm more than fine with that. The problem is Russell comes over to Pittsburgh and now he has the same offensive line problems because the Steelers are going to lose Villanueva and Pouncey's going to be gone. So, it's not great. But Art Rooney came out and said, we want Ben back. I think that was what everyone was kind of waiting on. Was everyone was making it to be Kevin Colbert that didn't want him back, maybe even Mike Tomlin. But Tomlin has said from the jump, Ben's our quarterback. We want him back here. So, looks like everything's going to work out now and he's going to come back, but they do have to figure out this contract deal because they can't afford anything, especially with the NFL saying the cap now is going to be between 180 and 185. So I thought it was going to stay flat at 198.2, but it's going to be at least $13 million lower,
and
which
is not great for
anybody.
And he says he'll take a cut, but the problem is he's $40 million. Like, even if they defer in signing bonuses and you get to 20, he's still not affordable because of your guys' cap issue.
He will make, even if they converted his whole contract into a signing bonus, he's still going to count, I think, 22.6 against the cap. So even if they cut him flat out, he would count for all that money up against the cap. So
don't you think it's a win-win my trade idea? Seattle,
I love it.
Roethlisberger and a first. The Steelers, they get Russell Wilson.
Seattle's not going to do that. You know. I like the idea, but Seattle's not going to do that. They would want what the Lions just got for Stafford. So
I suppose so. All right, we got to go to break. Hour one in the books. Hour two, we've got baseball, maybe a little bit more football. Just got to see a little NBA Top Shot. Don't go anywhere. ITL, we'll be right back.